I believe in miracles.
Don't say people. I'm doing business here, man.
I don't want anybody tells you words and ideas can change the world.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. 90%
of what you're saying ain't coming out of your mouth.
From failing, you learn. From success, not so much.
Keep moving forward.
Welcome to the Small Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Jeff Randolph. This small business podcast is brought to you by EAG Advertising and Marketing. We're going to talk about marketing, and we're also here to celebrate entrepreneurs. And we have marketing news and advice that business owners can use to keep moving forward. The featured interview today, you are not going to want to miss. Today, we're talking to Elena Page Thomas with NextPage. I'm excited to get into it. I'm going to do a quick welcome back to the podcast for Paul Sage, a marketing director here at EAG Advertising and Marketing. Paul, welcome.
Hey, Jeff.
Good to see you again. I want to talk about, you know, business owners get faced with looking at that ever popular format of communication. Let's put together a one pager on that. Like you can hear that phrase in businesses everywhere across the world. Put together a one sheeter on that. Let's take a look at it. But there are some tips because you also do writing. You're not just the marketing director for many of your clients.
I'm a multi-tool player around here.
Utility infielder, as it were.
Otani, maybe. Yes.
There we go. So you've got write copy. You've got tips and tricks. If somebody has that, hey, I'm putting together a one pager myself, or if that business owner is then reviewing somebody's work and approving it, what are some things some tips to make it a little bit easier and to be more effective?
Well, think in terms of the reader doesn't know your business very well, mm-hmm. and you've got to speak cleanly and clearly and briefly and give them the bluff, the bottom line up front, and not just describe things. Sometimes describing things too much can make them sound boring. You want to talk about the benefits. You want to talk about the specifics, the value. If it's an event or if it's store hours, you've got to be very clear on the when and where, and not just the what. And you want to make something attractive through words that are understandable and are written in sentences that are easy to understand and are grammatically correct and make sense to the average reader.
All of those things seem very obvious to people. But, you know, I think as you get closer to the business, right?
Yes.
I've lived in this all day long. That's when we may say things like, gosh, I hate our logo. Well, don't hate your logo. It's probably doing just fine. It's the brand awareness piece that's making people remember who you are. Same goes for the headline of something.
Mm-hmm.
You could get really cute with a headline. You could get super crafty and creative. But if by doing that, you confuse the matter, if by doing that you take away somebody's focus so they don't get it right away, you've just ruined everything you're trying to do. So be direct, be clear, be direct.
I worked with a creative director at an agency who said we can't be too clever by half. Agencies can be full of people who are very imaginative and can make obscure references to things. But if you're going to make a cultural reference, it better be something that most people in your target audience are familiar with.
I'm guilty of breaking that rule all the time with every phrase I say.
They didn't see that art film back in 1987 you saw.
At the Fine Arts Theater. No. They did. It's exactly right. But if I think it's funny, it's hilarious.
Yes.
I'm going to do it. No, if you're a business owner, resist that temptation to say to think that you know you've said this 100 times already. We shouldn't just say that again. Well, if it's the best way to describe what you're doing, keep saying that. Mm-hmm. Keep using exactly that.
Yes.
Other tips for how to get your point across in that ever important one pager.
Well, I'm not a designer, but I could venture into the world of visual. And now that we have fun tools that everybody can use, Canva, and everybody can, you don't have to know all the intricacies of Adobe InDesign. Yes, you can do enough to be you can have enough tools at your disposal to be dangerous and get too creative. Just because it offers 2,700 fonts doesn't mean you use them all. Use the basic typefaces. Use the basic color contrasts. Don't put red on blue. Don't put too scripty things when a Helvetica or a Times Roman can do the job. There's a reason road signs are written in basic fonts. The New York City subway system is the greatest example of using white Helvetica on black background.
Very easy to read, very crisp, very clear. It's that ultimate readability factor.
And timeless. Mm-hmm. It's not trendy.
Yeah. So if I summarize, have a brand standards guide and stick to it. Don't get too crazy. How do you feel about using, you know, that text that is the wrong direction or up and down, or let's do word art that curves on a line like we're on, you know, it's we're building a presentation back in the day.
Your job is to get a message across. Your job is to convince a prospect that they need to pay more attention to you and not to display your artistic skill. If you go do paintings and sell them at the flea market on Saturday, but if you if you want to be clear. It might look boring to you because you've seen it 1,000 times, but it gets your message and your product and your service and your benefits and your brand across.
Yeah, and the cuter we get with that, the more we try to turn it into a crossword puzzle or a something, you know, a word search, the more we're just going to fail. So look at that sheet. Keep it super clear. Make sure that you understand at a glance what it is and try to put yourself in the mind of somebody who has never seen your business before, doesn't know who you are. If this is the keep in mind, this is the first time somebody is ever going to see anything.
So all your abbreviations and acronyms might need to be explained.
Let's put it out there.
Yeah.
Go ahead and explain those acronyms.
Yes.
You can put them in parentheses afterward if you need to reference that several more times. But spell it out. Yeah. Don't assume too much.
I learned a great acronym the other day.
Uh-oh.
BOPIS. BOPIS. Do you know what that means?
Buy online, pick up in store.
You got it, sir.
I'm telling
ding,
you.
Ding, ding.
Acronym. We're just going to do a segment on acronyms at some point. And it'll be our most listened to episode ever. Almost sure of it. Paul Sage, thanks for being with us again.
Thanks, Jeff. Adios.
All right. I would like to welcome Elena Page Thomas to the show. Elena, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Yeah,
you are the owner, founder, choreographer, creative director for The Next Page Talent Management and Production. First, tell me about the business. How would you tell someone what it is that The Next Page does?
So The Next Page helps dreams come true. We are an all-inclusive house that helps creators pursue their dreams by providing resources, opportunities, and training. We are the first female and black owned talent agency located in Kansas City, Missouri, and we're very proud of that. Everything we do it in excellence and of quality.
Man, so how did you get started? What was the origin story?
Oh my gosh. So when I was a little girl, at 3 years old, I was very determined. You know, I wanted to be a professional dancer, you know, be a professional creative. And so in the third grade, I wrote 3 goals. One was to dance with Debbie Allen. One was to become a professional dancer. And the other one was to open up my own studio. Mm-hmm. After high school, I graduated and went to Columbia College, Chicago, received my BFA in dance, my minor in arts and media management. And right out of college, my first gig was with Beyonce.
Well, that's not a bad first gig to have.
And so from there, things kept skyrocketing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I went overseas. I traveled. I was in China for 5 months, Italy. I mean, we were touring. We were, you know, I started working for other artists. Had my moment with the Debbie Allen, you know, became a professional dancer. So I'm knocking off things off the list. Two check marks, right? So I remember it was like yesterday. I lived in Chicago, and I came home for a little bit. My grandfather had been ill at that point, and I still lived in Chicago. We had just got back. We did a show with the international talent in Italy, and I came back home, and I realized, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, Kansas City has some great talent here. I got a call from R&B Genuine's management. They're like, hey, you know, can you do some stuff for us? I'm like, oh yeah, absolutely, you know. So at that point, like, okay, I want to help. I want to help. So I began to cast dancers here. I began to just be a servant. You know, I like to say I like to serve my community. So I just put it upon myself to help. And so I started working with a few of the Chiefs players that were doing music, Tamba Hali, Dwayne Bowe. I mean, we were doing some amazing stuff. And they would hire me as their choreographers and such, right? And so I'm just doing this stuff naturally, right? Wow. And I would cast talent. And this particular show was pretty major. We were actually going to D.C. For the Liberian Entertainment Awards with Tamba Hali. So he allowed me to book 8 dancers from Kansas City and hire a production crew from New York City. Okay. So at that point, COVID happened.
As it does.
As it does. Yeah. Everything shut down.
Yep.
We're in D.C. I have all these amazing girls with me. I help them. I help them get their headshots. I help them, you know, put an industry standard resume together, a bio. You know, I'm developing them as artists, as creatives. So naturally, world shuts down. I'm like, oh my gosh, we have to get back to Kansas City. I get everyone back. At this point, Tamba Hali saw it in me. He's like, hey, I need you to be my manager. I'm like, what? Okay. You believe that in me, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, cool. So at that point, light bulbs click off in my mind. And I say, hey, I think it's time. I told my husband during the pandemic, I said, I think it's time for us to start the agency. He's like, what? In a pandemic?
Are you insane?
Are you insane? Venues are shut down. Where are you going to perform? You know? And so with that experience, it opened my eyes to a bigger world. Not even remembering the goals that I had in mind. I got back in class, in business class, to tighten up my skills. I went into the UMKC Business Center, signed up for classes, and voila, I started my LLC, and I hit the ground running. And there was the studio, the checkmark number
three. That is number 3 on the checkmark.
Yes.
And so you had some kind of a small business education as a result of that, too, right? You.
Absolutely. So prior to at Columbia College Chicago, I believe they embedded me into the industry. You know, living in Chicago and actually being downtown was a blessing in disguise, honestly, because I was able to work for Columbia Records with some of their artists at such a young age, right?
Yeah.
So moving back to Kansas City really set me up for success in the business-wise in reference to, you know, spreadsheets, P&Ls, business plans, understanding the business side of what being a creative means, right? Because before, I'm a dancer. I'm a professional dancer. I'm not doing spreadsheets.
It sounds like you're more than a professional dancer at this point. You're running a business. You're getting accolades. You're getting trust from people who are, you know, who kind of know what they're doing. I don't know that I would be able to say, you know, that one time that Genuine called me. Like that, the regular people, it doesn't always happen. So there's an immense amount of talent there and a lot of that you're projecting. So amazing stuff.
Thank you.
Well, let me ask this kind of question because we went through, you were in third grade when your grandmother, Mimi, had that 3 check mark of I want to be a professional dancer, I want to work with Debbie Allen, I want to start my own agency or studio, and Mimi framed that and gave that to you for your graduation. Like, how it's prophetic almost. Now, my question, what's number 4?
Oh my gosh. Whew. So when Mimi and my granddad, he's passed on, he passed on. When they did that, that was an eye-opening experience as well. Just seeing what you can manifest, right?
Yeah.
So what's next? I have a book coming out.
Of course you do, because author is, hold on, let me change the,
add that to the credentials.
Change the title on this one.
I have a book coming out, and it's unlike any book that I've particularly read. It's a guide. It's an action plan for the creatives. Being a creative on the creative side and then having to flush over for the business side, I was huge with branding.
Yeah.
So I've put together a creative development, professional development for creatives.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm super excited about that. So that's one thing that we have next. For the business, we're going to franchise that baby. You know, we're going to go into a couple of desert areas and we are going to expand. So in reference to we're going to have some offices in LA. We're going to have some offices in Miami. We're going to have some offices in Houston, Texas. And we're super excited about being able to help other creatives on the avenue of what they're trying to do as a professional career. Back in my time period, people did not give you these tools to say, hey, this is what you need to be successful in the industry, right? So we're literally handing out resources and tools for people to actually become a success. So I would say, number one, I have an awesome book coming out. Number two, I have, we're going to franchise. We're gonna move to our next location. And number three, I didn't mention, we're going to go on tour. So again, I'm a branding fanatic, and I've been very intentional about the different areas that we're going to park in. So I'm super excited about those three things that Next Page has going up. It's, you know, taking it to the next level.
So you use the word desert. You're going to go into the desert areas. Does that have to do with kind of the Kansas City as a talent market versus L.A. and New York? And
exactly.
Some of those places?
Exactly.
Well, say more about that. Say more about because you are trying to, you have youth programming. Yes. That you offer, and we have in Kansas City a lot of talent.
Absolutely.
Not just on your side of the microphone, but like Kansas City has talent. So how are we developing? Can we be like LA, Chicago, New York, all of those
places?
I believe we can.
I believe we are on the rise. Shout out to Pat Mahomes, Travis Kelce doing amazing things here, bringing sound stages, bringing Netflix, Tubi. They just passed an amazing tax incentive for movies to be filmed here in Missouri. So that's going to be huge. There's work that is coming, and Kansas City is on the rise. And while it's on the rise, we have to stay ahead of the game as well. So I mentioned those desert areas. Oklahoma, they have that tax credit, right? I get so many entities that come into Kansas City just to attend some of our program, our classes. We have a creative camp going on this July where we're teaching them at a young age how to be successful in the industry, embedding them into the industry as I was when I was a youngster. So going into these desert areas like a Houston, Texas, where people are like, no, Houston, Texas has resources and opportunities. No, they don't. We have to bridge the gap between some of those opportunities and resources so they have access. It's about the access.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you've already mentioned some big names. Let me talk about Chief's great Tom Bahali on the website. You've got a testimonial from him saying, Elena is very professional and diligent with all she does. She brings visions to life. But then you start looking around at the rest of your website and Beyonce, Genuine, the Black Eyed Peas, Tech N9ne, selected to dance with Snoop Dogg, networks like BET, where, by the way, you just got back from the BET Awards in LA, Oprah's OWN Network, VH1, AMC, Hallmark, Wendy's. Talent helps and can help you get there, but what's the secret to success? What beyond talent is going to help get us there?
Resilience. I like to think that in my life, with working with a lot of those networks, it was rough. It was challenging. I got a lot of no's, right? But then there were a lot of people that said yes. And it's not giving up. It's being mentally strong and resilient to push through, to manifest, to push through for greatness. And, you know, I remember being in Miami, Florida, actually with Dwayne Bowe and his wife, who I'm great friends with. Our foundations even partner together now, doing great things for the community and teaching about, you know, child abuse and how to overcome that and live throughout your dreams. And, you know, it made sense. I remember when we came up with the name The Next Page, you know, we tried to play on words, but it's really about the yes and focusing in on faith. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
A lot of times I don't even realize how much I've done. I just do. I'm a doer. And I just stay focused in on faith. I don't focus in on what's next. I know what's next.
Oh, this is there's an entrepreneur mindset that just screams at that one. That is, are you ready for the work? Is kind of being an entrepreneur is really a good question for people to have. That's spectacular. Well, you mentioned your foundation. The Next Page Foundation has a big fundraiser coming up soon. You want to talk about that?
Yes, I'm so excited. So the Next Page Foundation, we help empower the challenges within the performing arts. And so we provide scholarships and funding for programming for creatives that don't have the resources and necessities. Youth, even young adults and adults, you know, we know that it's expensive to invest in yourself, but you have to make that investment. That's part of that lifestyle. That's part of that challenge. That's part of pushing through right. to the yes, right. right? And so with the foundation, we've been able to, we're only 1 year old, 1 year's old, mm-hmm. but we've been able to fund over, you know, 200 creatives right here in Kansas City, Missouri already.
That's a by strong providing, 1 year old.
Oh, right yeah. there. By providing access and funding, mm-hmm. too, you know, for them to experience. We just had Tia Rivera here. She's now on tour with Beyonce. She's Beyonce's choreographer for the Renaissance Tour, oh. right? We just had Janet Jackson's Denzel Chisholm here. These are... They've never been here to Kansas City, you right. know? And so having them... come here again, that's providing the access mm-hmm. to what people never thought that they would have access to. You know, we signed she's about 75 years old. She never thought she would be able to model, and she booked her first gig with Bella Bridesmaids, a wedding gown dress, right? And now she's a model. There was a young boy who Red Bull is one of our sponsors. Shout okay. out to them. They're amazing. And they came right here to Kansas City and did a battle. Well, one of the guys who won the battle, who signed to the agency, had never been on a flight before.
Oh, my.
We were able to yeah. help him get to LA
yeah.
to then battle and compete against the world title through the foundation, you know?
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
it's amazing things happening.
I've seen a lot of 80s movies where that's basically the plot, where, you know, somebody who doesn't have those resources then goes and takes on a giant
yes.
and wins. That is crazy good. The passion is so evident. All the work is amazing. Elena Page Thomas, it is time for the lightning round.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you ready for the lightning round?
I don't know.
There are no rules in the lightning
round. Okay.
There are rules. It's short answers to
okay.
questions that could be all over the place. You don't have any access to any of these things ahead
Very
of time.
Nice.
We're
Very
just
nice.
Here to make this happen. What is your guilty pleasure, that belt out loud in the car song that you will not be able to help yourself from singing along with? And it's that NPR driveway moment where when you turn the car off, if this song is playing, you have to keep singing it. You will just stay in the car and sing it.
Right now, you're gonna laugh, but it's Miss Rachel. That's on YouTube.
Okay.
Baby, put your pants on. Pants on. Pants on. My toddler loves Miss Rachel, and so she stays on between her and Elmo. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who's getting the next record deal out here?
If Beyonce heard that answer, would she be cool with it?
Probably. I mean, she has some kids at home too.
Good. As long as she can respect that, then we're good. What's the best business advice you've ever gotten?
The best business advice that I've gotten is, no one cares about your business but you.
Mm. Mm. So that if you're not looking out for it, don't expect that anyone else is.
Exactly.
Good business advice. I'm looking through your website, and I noticed that I can book a flash mob. I can seriously book a flash mob. Describe this for me.
Oh, my gosh.
What is going on?
Flash mobs are amazing.
I don't know that I could live without a flash mob now that I know it's an option.
Yes, it is totally an option. We have done flash mobs for the NHL and for the NBA for mm-hmm. their drafts. We were hoping to get it for the NFL draft, but that was another story. But Lost Wax Amazing Lost Wax Amazing. Shout out to Lost Wax Band. They're amazing. I do choreography for them. So flash mobs, I used to work for a company called bookaflashmob.com. They've trained myself and my business partner out of New York, Jason Law, shout out to him. Mm-hmm. And we create experiences for your event. So we bring them to life. There was an entity here, the Marriott. Mm-hmm. We did a really large one for them here in Kansas City.
Oh, man.
Flash mobs create an experience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you
yeah.
know?
There's nothing like it.
It's a surprise element. And there, like you said, there is nothing like it.
That is
crazy. Yeah. If you come to the gala, hint, okay. on October 21st, you might have an amazing immersive experience of such.
This is gonna be crazy. Next question: what part of running your business do you wish you knew more about? Because you were trained as a creative, and the business kind of came along a little bit afterward, and kind of simultaneously with your education. What do you wish you knew more about?
Honestly, the financial pieces.
Yeah.
You know, I learned a lot about investing, hence the fact that that's what we're doing with our brick and mortar.
Right.
With that being said, the numbers game was never like a strength for me. And I continue to make sure that the numbers are correct. Mm-hmm. Right. So that would be, I would say, know your financials, you know, take heed to what that is, what that looks like every morning, every night, every week, every quarter,
right.
Planning ahead, and also pivoting, making sure that you always have a good pivot in mind if something doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Back to that resilience.
Back to resilience. And even back to understanding that you need to be the one in charge of it. That
yes.
This is an area that you're not comfortable in. And for most entrepreneurs, if that's an area we're not comfortable in, we would happily push that off to somebody else. But at the end of the day, you're trusting somebody else to do it. And you really need to understand it enough to be on top of it.
Exactly.
So,
every parts of your business. That was something that I learned. Know every parts, every ins and outs. Even if you're hiring someone to do it, still know how to do it.
Yeah.
Because you just never know.
Yeah.
You know, stuff happens.
Man, outstanding. Next question. How do you celebrate a big win? There are so many places where had big wins. How do you celebrate something that you've achieved?
So I love traveling. Mm-hmm. I would say traveling. And there are things that I look forward to in my life. So rather it's saving up for that major thing that you want. Like I'm a giver. Mm-hmm. And so I like giving things to other people. And I rarely look back at what I've done to celebrate myself. I'm going to be really honest.
Yep.
So this question is kind of, I know I'm like fumbling everywhere right now. But I just bought myself an awesome purse. That was my guilty pleasure for celebrating the success of being an entrepreneur for an entire, you know, year, because I'm full on entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And that's not seen a lot, you know, and it takes a lot of guts to do that. But I treated myself to a beautiful Gucci bag.
That's a good way to treat yourself.
Yeah. I like to travel, like I said, and I've also learned that you got to turn it off. Mm-hmm. You have to turn it off. That's important to turn it off. My family gets at me because everywhere we go, people are like, hey, Elena, or, you know, I'm always working. Mm-hmm. And so I'm finally learning how to turn it off. So even when I was in LA for the BET Awards, I'm on, right? Mm-hmm. But I went to the beach and I turned it off. I disconnected. Time for yourself. That also sits in with me and is a way to celebrate. Getting a massage, taking care of yourself. Self-care is important.
Self-care, yeah.
Self-care is important. So, no, you know, I don't necessarily go out and, you know, we're going to just turn up. But I do things with my family. You know, me and my husband will take a night out. And, but again, for me, I'm always looking forward on the what's next.
it can be difficult to just turn that off and take a minute to center yourself, find yourself and say, you know, hey, we've done some good stuff. But then turn it back on when you're ready so that you can say, all right, and what's next?
Exactly, what's next?
All right, where can people find you? What if they've heard something here that's very exciting and they need, let's just say, a flash mob or anything else? Where can people find you?
So all social media, at Elena Page, at The Next Page Agency, at The Next Page Studios, at The Next Page Foundation. Our website, www.nextpageloc.com, and www.nextpagefoundation.org.
Okay.
Our website, social media, make sure you're following us. I am not the type of person, when people DM me, I don't answer. I answer. I love connecting. So, and again, no pressure on the what's next. I just like to continue to focus on faith, and everything else will follow. So that's how you can reach me. I look forward to meeting new people. Email us, info@nextpageloc.com, and I look forward to working with you.
Perfect. Elena Page Thomas, The Next Page Talent Management Production. Thanks for connecting with us today.
Yes, thank you. It was a pleasure.
That is our show. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Miracles Podcast. Remember to subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating and review, drop us a line on the website at eagadv.com. Until then, we're going to be out here helping entrepreneurs with another Small Business Miracle.